lucky with the baseball executives in this town on the baseball side of things. We're very lucky between Jed, Theo, Rick, and even Kenny. You get good stuff. I'm still trying to convince Kenny to come on the show. He won't. And the podcast, that's what I really, I want him on House of L.
You want him unfiltered?
Yes.
Let some MFs go.
If he wants, I don't care.
Bring the mobile studio to the golf cart. Bring him a new pair of shades.
I mean, we could do that. I could set that up for Glendale. Like, that could be the podcast. I could put all the equipment in the back. Kenny could drive around in the golf cart and we could just talk about life. I have questions. The thing about Kenny that used to always crack me up is because when we would butt heads, it was like, we're very much alike. And that's why we would butt heads. Neither one of us giving an inch.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
Well, Kenny's not going to be on the show today. Maybe he might. I mean, maybe I get that last second phone call that he is going to be on the show today. That's not the plan, but the plan is for Rick Hahn to be on the show today at 1 o'clock. Welcome in. I am Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. We have a lot of stuff to talk about as Sox Fest goes on today. We are going to have a conversation and talk about a lot of stuff that is concerning the White Sox. It wasn't necessarily in the plan for this to be a mostly White Sox show today, but considering there isn't a ton that's going on, and I feel like we've done a really good job this week kind of coming out of Cubs convention and talking about a lot of the issues that are going on with the Cubs. And
yeah, boo.
He's still a Cub, though, right? Because they still, for some reason, haven't figured out the arbitration situation with him. But whatever, it's going to happen next week. Next week, I'm hearing next week. What's the over-under? Campy, Herbie, give me a date on when the Chris Bryant arbitration thing is going to be settled. Before you give me one, if I said March 23rd, would you go over or under?
Under.
By how much?
By almost a month and a half. I'm going February 13th.
February, so right before Valentine's Day, like sneak it in there during the All-Star festivities for the Bulls. Campy, which you going? I say March 23rd, you say over or under?
I will say under since opening day is the 26th. But I'm going to say by like 2 weeks.
By like, I mean, every baseball, like national baseball reporter is like, oh, I'm hearing that this arbitration thing is going to get settled in like 2 weeks. And then 2 weeks after, oh, I'm hearing, you know, maybe next week. And it just keeps going down the line.
This has to be good for Chris Bryant and his representation, right?
I don't know. I can't read it. I really can't. Like, I can't call any of this. It just seems for an arbitration, it seems very arbitrary.
If a guy was to be an arbitrator and he was like, okay, I don't want to break precedent with the signature they've already had with the CBA, I would think that'd be pretty cut and dry. That was in November. It was heard.
It would seem like you could, it doesn't seem like you would have to spend as much time looking up any sort of work law on this one and that you could come to a decision. It would seem that it would be one way or the other, you would have a way to figure this thing out, but it's just dragging. So until something happens on that front or the Cubs end up doing something or we hear some news between Marquee and Comcast, I feel like coming out of Cubs convention, we did all we could with that. And today, Sox Fest, McCormick Place. It's a different look, a whole different thing. But we start the show as we start all things with a rundown.
Run them down.
The rundown.
Let's go to Bloomington, Indiana, where last night Indiana did work against Michigan State.
Tillman will serve as the inbounder. 67-63. Winston from three-quarter court, and that's it. Indiana, big-time win tonight as they defeat the 11th-ranked Michigan State Spartans. 67-63, IU now 15-4 overall, 5-3 in conference play, 12-1 at home.
Somewhere, Julie DeCaro is dancing. because our Hoosiers took care of business last night against Michigan State. Did that put Illinois in first place in the Big Ten?
You damn straight. Tied with Michigan State now.
Good for them. How about that?
Is it a down year for the Big Ten?
Wow.
I mean,
no, there's 12 teams going to the tournament as of right now.
I mean, for me, that's kind of a legitimate question.
I mean, you can ask that question every year, I think. But I'm happy for Julie because I know that she loves Hoosier basketball. So congratulations to Indiana with their win over Michigan State. And congratulations, how about that, Indiana helping out Illinois. I'm sure that's exactly what the people in Bloomington wanted.
First time in ever.
It's good. It's a good thing that the Illini are having this type of season. In the NFL, the news was Eli Manning, because Eli Manning is now retired.
Manning takes the snap, back to throw, under pressure, avoids the rush, and he's going to fight out of it, still fights out of it, now throws it deep downfield, wide open Tyree, who makes the catch at the 23-yard line. What a play by Manning. He eluded three sacks.
He did. He made a great throw. And my thing is that the fascinating thing about Eli, he's got some great statistics, like he's thrown for over 57,000 yards, which makes him seventh all time. He has 366 touchdown passes, which is seventh all time. His career record is 117 and 117 all time. That's not.